You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I like the young guys in our team and look forward to drafting some more. That's not what was asked, sir. I do understand that if you're Andrew, like, even if you throw out, like, Duan Jones or Cedric Tillman or...
And Tillman's name did get brought up once.
Yep.
It did.
Or Isaiah McGuire. Had to say that because earlier in the pre-show I called him Elijah and I enraged you.
Not enraged. I got very confused. So I was kind of checked out at the moment, and it was you and Keith going back and forth.
That's fair.
And then I didn't know if you were talking about... I didn't know if you're getting Elijah Moore or Isaiah McGuire. There was some combination there, and I just genuinely... Nope. I was behind, and I wanted to know where you guys were in the conversation.
Here's the bad thing. I had written down Elijah McGuire when I was doing research on Browns prospects after they drafted him.
Yeah.
And I'd gone back and I watched it, but I never corrected it. So every time I say Isaiah McGuire's name in my head, because I'm a visual person, I see my handwriting of Elijah McGuire.
Now, did you take note of the nice thing that I did to make you feel less dumb about a very, very easy and simple thing?
where you said checked out. Yeah.
No. The part where I was like, oh yeah, the undrafted guy, right? Yeah. That was just so you could be like, no, he was taken here, and here out of Missouri and all this other stuff. And then I'm like, oh, you are right, Nick.
Yeah,
you are right.
You got that one,
you
Big
got,
Chief.
You knew it. You knew it.
You can now go beyond 6 to 10 AM with Ken and Anthony on Tuesday and Thursdays with their emerging podcast scene. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the free Odyssey app at 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies, or check out every single archived episodes. I actually think Andrew should have gone hard in the paint.
Well, so
I think he should have defended his drafting.
What you were getting to is, I think, very interesting. The idea that if he goes up there and says, well, JOK was a Pro Bowler, Cedric Tillman was this, and Duan Jones, and just goes into all the draft picks that he feels like he nailed, guess what he's doing then? He's playing defense. And you don't want to play defense in that moment. Not when you don't have the winning hand. I don't think playing defense is the right card. I mean, it's different.
I didn't know if we were talking about Sunday again.
Yeah, well, but think about it, though. Like, if he, in that moment, he sounds very, very defensive. If he is naming off, and it's not like he's not John Dorsey when he was with the Chiefs. And he's like, oh, you mean I drafted Mahomes, Kareem Hunt, and Travis Kelce? I might have a leg to stand on. That's not his hit rate right now.
Yeah, I will say, I think some of the Barry draft stuff has been reduced to an argument that I just find uninteresting. Like, there have been some good football players. There just haven't been good enough. And you've had a lot of draft picks.
But I think he knows that, and I think that's why he didn't want to go down that road.
Well, but I think, like, if you compare him to, like, what Les Snead has done, remember, like, the argument is you haven't had a first rounder for three straight drafts. That is a fair thing to point out. Except then you go to, like, I don't think the Rams have had a first rounder until this year.
And it went prior to Jared Goff. No, it was seven straight years.
Seven straight years, yeah. And Puka Nacua, and I mean, you just go through names.
Like, Cooper Kupp, Nacua, all those guys.
Again, like, that's the anomaly. Like, very few people draft third through six the way they've drafted. But I just think it's really interesting also, because we're about to play you the one thing that I think Andrew Berry did kind of maybe tip his hand a little bit, and it was about whether a total teardown is necessary for this Browns team.
I'd say two things. Like, in terms of the long-term planning, again, that's probably a better postseason discussion. Yeah, you know, I think one of the beauties of the NFL is, you know, it's not like baseball, it's not like basketball, where at times you may need these, like, half-decade-long, you know, pivots or rebuilds. Yeah, you know, I think you see it every year, you know, with teams. Just the margins are so thin. And then, honestly, with just the way that our sports works with player procurement, it's not like we're drafting a 16-year-old kid who's, you know, got to play 8 years in the minors before he comes and produces or something along those lines. So, you know, no, I think generally you don't necessarily have to see those pivots in our sport.
So I'll start with you, because I've said it, I've kind of reacted first. Thought partner, what did you think of that?
Thank you, thought partner. I appreciate that. That was the most telling thing that he said the entire press conference. That to me was the most what the Browns are going to do next year. I think that was part of the giveaway. I think in addressing it, like, this has got to be his sell to Jimmy Haslam, does it not? Hey, we're not baseball. We're not basketball. This isn't a half-decade rebuild. This isn't something that's going to take forever and you got to tear down to the studs. No. Football is set up in such a way we're going to have a great schedule next year because we'll be in the fourth slot because we'll finish last in the division. We're going to have high draft picks. We're going to have a lot of opportunity to shore it up. And because of the way it's set up, you watch teams every single year. We get one team that goes from worst to first every single year. In fact, I was looking at the teams that finished last in their division last year, Nick. There's a lot of really good teams, and we can explain away why that is, like the Bengals, for instance, because of Joe Burrow and all those things. But there's four or five teams that finished last year that look like they're headed to the postseason this year. Like, the idea that Andrew Berry at least is aware, and he should be aware, he's a GM of a football team, that this doesn't have to be a seven-year deal, a five-year deal, that's refreshing. Like, that I loved.
I also think in not saying, hey, yeah, this thing needs, this thing is fine or whatever, I think it tells fans too. Yeah, I mean, hey, don't worry, this is going to be over quick in terms of the rebuild.
Right. And well, and his actions are backing up his words too, right? I mean, if you think about it, he didn't go fire sale with all the core pieces of the team at the deadline. He traded Za'Darius Smith. Okay, that's fine. We can live with that. That's not giving up the whole entire world. The main pieces are still there. And I think Andrew Berry's telling you. He's not expecting this thing to take forever.
Well, and I think what's interesting, by the way, can we just get to the first point? He's actually right. Like, if you are a decent organization, you should be able to turn this thing back around in 2 years, right? 1 year to get the quarterback and get that quarterback right if you're going to go with a young quarterback, and the second year to fortify the rest of this roster. And the problem is, you have to draft well to do that.
Well, and that's the hard part, is that it does kind of feel like that guy with their last $3, and it's like, all right, I guess we're buying a lottery ticket. We really need this lottery ticket to work.
I'm right here, dude.
I know. Right. I should just said your name on it. But like, it's kind of how it appears in many respects. That's fine. At least he's telling us with this way. I mean, we had Daryl on. How many times have I mentioned it? Daryl, was it Monday? We won't be competitive till 2029. Andrew Berry told you right there, that's not their game plan. They're not doing this tear down to the studs thing and going to take a million years to figure it out. They're going to get after it.
I think that's where he was on the defensive. Because I've been on the, well, if you actually know what you're doing, a rebuild shouldn't take that long. Tops, it should take 3 years.
Yeah.
If it takes longer than 3 years, you're just bad at this.
I mean, 3 years is an eternity in the NFL. You can't really get a turnaround in 3 years. And what are you doing?
And by the way, one of those years you should be bad. Another one of those years you should be competitive, meaning like 500-ish. And the third year you should be in the playoffs again. Or on the cusp of the playoffs, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, and that's, and by the way, that's again still a long timetable. If you get the quarterback right, can be sped up. I just think, like, does Andrew Berry think he's going to get a second year of a rebuild?
Well, then that's the, I mean, again, this is his, it's not even a Hail Mary pitch. I think it's a very practical, I think it's a realistic pitch, but this is the pitch he has to make to Jimmy Haslam. Yeah. Right? Because you can't sell him on the idea that I'm going to be employed for 10 years potentially and have one playoff win and then we'll just kind of ride off in the sunset if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta tell Jimmy, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to do this instantly.
Well, but like, if Andrew Berry was being honest about like what's best for Andrew Berry, it is trying to do this, do what you've done the last 2 years. Like, I honestly think they went as hard as they did on stacking this team with one-year guys and all this, because I think they knew if we don't make the playoffs again in year four, it's probably our butts.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think what's interesting is this either speaks to, all right, I finally feel the security to be pragmatic and speak to, hey, this is what we need. We've done what we did to get by and give Deshaun a chance, but now we need to reset the deck.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Or I think he is, if he, like, otherwise, I think he just might know his, you know what, is grass. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel great about that answer.
Does it feel like a Hail Mary attempt? I feel like it's what I like about it is I feel like it's what he would do if he was given a lifetime contract or if he was in the spot that I think he's in where he's legitimately trying to make a pitch to keep his job.
I think it's the latter. And I think that's the, like, I don't know if you're Jimmy Haslam, how you can look at the draft record and go, this is, it's not awful. It's not what some of the draft classes have been. That's not the bar. If we draft at the level we've drafted the last 5 years, how long's a rebuild going to take? Because it's probably going to take 3 years, if not more.
Well, yeah.
I know, by the way, that's before we get to, can you get the quarterback right?
Well, and that's the big key in all of this, is that can you get the quarterback right? And do we trust him to be the guy that drafts to get the quarterback right? Like, I had a crazy thought earlier today, because we mentioned John Dorsey with the Chiefs. John Dorsey's killing it with the Lions as well with the drafting, and he killed it here with drafting. I'm like, do you just throw the bag at John Dorsey to be not a consultant type and be in that room and make the picks? I don't know.
No, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say I just bring back John Dorsey, but that's not happening.
No, you can't do that. Yeah, that's a bridge too far. But you might be able to do what the Lions did in this like consulting role where he just gets paid a bunch of money and then he's in the draft room and he's helping to make those picks. And because John Dorsey, we might make fun of him because we just knew him so well. But John Dorsey might be one of the best drafters in the previous decade in the NFL. When you talk about the hits that he's had, it's unreal.
Man, shoot or shoot. And John Dorsey is a shooter.
I mean, when he hits, he hits. Again, just the Chiefs alone is enough to be one of the best for the previous decade. Hunt, Mahomes.
There was more than that,
you
too.
You stopped there. I was going to say Travis Kelce, but then you stopped on Kareem Hunt, and that was the start of it, and then we were just going to go down the line.
216-474-0092. Andrew Berry didn't run from the rebuild conversation.
You got me worried I said something other than Hunt there.
No. Was that a sales pitch, or is that a guy who knows his job is secure? We'll run it back, and we'll talk about how the committee has spoken for now on 92.3 The Fan.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.